Hello, my friends. This is Gosia from Cosmic Agency, and today I will present to you a short video, which was a conversation that basically Dale and one of the Thaigetan persons had not long ago, and it was following the interview that we did on the English channel, and I'm going to put the link to that interview below the text, below the description, below the video. It was a very interesting interview that we did. It was quite a long time. And what happened was that after the interview, we stayed, we continued to chat among ourselves in a group through the video. And in that time, one of those Thaigetan people came online and connected to us, well, to me and to Dale. And we spontaneously offered the idea of perhaps the group members passing certain questions to that Thaigetan member. So that's what we actually did. And it was not taped. It was in private. But it was very, very, very interesting. However, it was quite spontaneous. And the mentioned Thaigetan person was a bit worried at the end, later on, as you will see from this video, that, you know, they were not able to respond to these questions quite well, because they were taken by surprise and they were actually doing something else, not prepared to be typing at that moment. Okay, but apart from that, this is the conversation that basically Dale and that Thaigetan person had about certain technical questions that group had during their interview. Now, I was not really, really following the conversation very much, because, as you know, I'm not very technically minded, so I couldn't participate very, very actively in that conversation. That conversation was about, you know, Dale and Thaigetan person were commenting what was happening during that interview and during that private chat afterwards. And, you know, this is a group, scientific group of people that are developing certain scientific ideas and devices, rod and coils, etc., anti-gravity. So they were very interested to know more. And now this Thaigetan person and Dale are discussing this. And they are discussing, you know, whether there is anything that could be passed on to that group as help in their development of those devices. And as you see, the situation is not that easy. It's not so black and white. There are a lot of challenges to overcome. This conversation between Dale and this Thaigetan person was in private. It was not really to be shared in the video. But then I was thinking, okay, maybe it could be of use to some of you. So I decided to make the video copying that conversation. So this conversation is not for all. Is targeting specific people who are interested in those specific technical matters. Okay. Enjoy it, and until the next time. Bye-bye.
I am a bit worried. I didn't and couldn't give it my all in the chat. They were all expecting awesome answers, and I was not in a position to give them any at that time. And something you do not know, I was not here in my usual room. I was in the hangar on an elevator work platform behind Susie, like 5 meters above deck, with an old computer on a stool, and had my hands all greasy being in the middle of a dirty job. I couldn't even type well, as I was standing. Wow, we understand, don't worry. The computer was there so I could listen to you while I worked. I didn't expect you to ask me to come to the chat live. Oh, you should have said so. I would have stopped it. We didn't know. But you did fine. Please don't worry. Comments Dale.
Still, you were fantastic, and we were so proud to have you there.
And I thought it was kind of funny when you explained the engines and the toroids with the images we sent you. Cause I was right there working on precisely that and looking into two large exhaust nozzles with my hands all dirty.
Very cool.
I know they are in the mentality that everything here is manifested into reality. And there you have me, all dirty in an overall. We are just more people. And then they asked for the best switch for a rodent coil. And I had no clue what they wanted or what they intended to achieve with such a device exactly. That must be understood first.
Comments Dale.
They were attempting to switch the power on and off in pulses and wanted to do it in repeatable and reliable way with shorter than nanoseconds. Still, I do not think that would achieve the results they are looking for. As I understand it, they need shorter and shorter wavelengths by operating in a continuous mode, not pulsed. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. I do not see any practical purpose for pulses, unless they are making an aerial arc spark as part of the system.
Comments Dale.
They are looking to produce a toroidal field and electrogravitic engine of sorts.
Electrogravitic engine. They do not know the frequency of gravity around them. They need a frequency sensor and a frequency output modulator for their coil. The problem is that they are losing a lot of their already weak gravitational field to unnecessary energy output as they are not transmitting in the correct frequency range of the gravitational field. Question: how would you solve the electric voltage modulation for a simple variable frequency VLF radio?
Comments Dale.
I suppose you could use a simple LRC network.
Could you please explain in very simple terms what is a LRC network? Please entertain me for a second with this. I'm going to something here.
Comments Dale.
LRC, L inductive, R resistive, and C capacitive. LRC network would provide a means of tuning and a means of timing or frequency control.
And what would be the hardware?
Comments Dale.
An inductor will be coil of wire or a coil wrapped around an iron core. The resistor is a resistant element to the flow of electricity, and the capacitor stores energy. The amount of capacitance will control the timing of the circuit and therefore the charge up and discharge rate, thus frequency control. The coil they showed me was a rather complicated form of rodent coil, I believe with 9 actual coils wound on the form. My concern is that 9 separate coils hand would not be very precise, and therefore the resistance and timing of the coils would be difficult to synchronize, producing instability.
Okay, my point here was that you may have already made circuits and even chips to do that work as the LRC network. But if you are communicating with someone in 1912, for example, it gets a little bit harder to explain. Especially when you do not know what they have in hand. And yes, that is one problem. You need to have the precise same resistance in each one of the 9 separate coils.
Comments Dale.
Yes, I agree. There are many different LRC components available and or off the shelf.
If they are using copper wire, a lot of energy is being lost only because of resistance.
Comments Dale.
Exactly. They should be using superconductive alloys. But none exist here yet at room temperature.
The problem is that even if they used superconductive wire, the frequency will not be variable. And that is the main point here.
I see.
You may have some minimum output frequency control if they vary the energy flow in each one of the 9 separate coils. So what they need is a coil within a coil within a coil within a coil, as many as possible, to vary the relationship of the electromagnetic fields and the interaction among them all to have a fully variable frequency output. But the main problem here is the mere electric resistance of the copper wire. Ask Stale.
What if each coil were separately tunable?
Yes, with each separate coil being tunable, they may see some results. Comments Dale.
I suppose if a very high-quality computer were introduced to the system, it might be possible to compensate for coil and LRC instabilities. But still, as you say, the copper is a big problem. Probably bleed more energy than they could create.
Yes, definitely so. It does consume more than what it produces. But if their aim is to cancel gravity, it may be more achievable than free energy. Are they using insulated copper wire or plain wire? Comments Dale.
Copper with a thin enamel insulation, like we use in electric motors windings.
Okay, perfect. That would be the way to go. Plain wire would be plain dumb, but I had to check. The key here is the resistance within the coil. I know it is not possible, but you do need a superconductor cable here.
Zero point cannot be done with this primitive tech.
No, I am afraid not.
Wish we had one.
Or perhaps something to let them realize that it is possible. I mean, at least partially, a coil in a car is to some degree also getting energy from the ether. But it is explained away by other physics on Earth.
Using a copper alloy that demonstrates some superconductivity and cooling the coil with liquid nitrogen or liquid helium may give them some hope, but still not an easy task.
Spark plug coil or car coil in an older model with no electronic ignition.
Yes, understood.
Hint, expensive. Try freezed gold wire.
Oh, yes.
Here, gold wire is used nearly everywhere. I know it is impossible to pay for there.
But this is ultra-pure and crystalline, no?
Yes, no resistance, but it is purified.
Almost beyond the reach of such researchers.
So the problem here boils down to materials as well.
Always does.
So I do not have an easy, spectacular answer for them.
If they have some niobium tin wire and liquid helium, they could achieve some results. But again, the cost and availability is beyond most.
Perhaps they are trying to flow energy through each one of the separate 9 coils to create a vortex. That could be why they are separate coils and 9 of them. But I cannot know if it would work at this point.
There are some superconductors that will work at LN2 levels, but not readily available. And yes, agreed. Perhaps we need to ask just what they hope to achieve.
That would be the first step. We cannot help them if we cannot know what they wish to achieve precisely. And then they should research materials first. But what is this device they are trying to construct anyway? 5G protection or what? Response Dale.
No, G. They are trying to produce an electromagnetic gravitic spacecraft drive.
Cancel gravity in short.
Yes, exactly.
But for what purpose? For aircraft?
Build a spaceship.
Okay.
Then they must control the frequency output. And as they have very low power output, this turns to be critical. For the sensors, they may need an interferometer. But then again, the one they need would have to be constructed from scratch and also needs and is based on tunneling effect of a very controlled electric current through two superconductive cables. And then they need a way to interpret those interferometer readings and translate them into something useful,
asks Dale.
At the proper resonant frequency of this coil, it should act to nullify local gravity, correct?
Yes, Dale. But the problem here that I'm trying to explain is what exactly is the proper resonant frequency? You need it to be able to produce its counterpart in order to cancel it,
comments Dale.
Interferometer as in light waves, like we use in laser systems or perhaps tunneling diodes? And okay, I understand. Yes, makes sense. This for them would be a hunt and peck method, I am afraid.
Ah, okay, yes, those. But the commercial ones are not sensitive enough to sample gravity variations within a field. And then you need to remove the noise produced by many things on Earth that also cause a reaction in the interferometer causing false readings,
comments Dale.
They would have to be huge, as the ones used to lately detect gravitational waves from colliding black holes.
Yes, then they must make them smaller, usable materials again,
comments Dale.
Those are up to miles long on each leg. Not practical for those researchers. Billions to construct. Yes, back to materials. Sad.
I guess it would be bragging to say the ones on the surface of starships are about the size of a parking sensor on one of your cars,
comments Dale.
Yes, but hey, what do you expect for 800,000 years of advancement?
I want to help, but it is hard for me to even compress the how-to. But it does use the very same principle, tunneling effect between superconductive cables,
comments Dale.
I do appreciate you trying to help, and I am sure they will appreciate it too. I just wish we could offer more hope. Maybe in another 100 years Earth time.
The key problem here is materials.
Yes, superconductors and polymorphic alloys, etc.
Mostly miniaturization of superconductive materials and the development of room temperature superconductors. Here, mostly crystalline gold cable.
Also handling ultra-high energy magnetic fields.
In that last case, modulation of frequency is most necessary. They are only radiating themselves without proper protection, and all that useless electromagnetic radiation is only producing noise that will gravely affect the efficiency of the device,
asks Dale.
Here on Earth, they struggle to produce fields of 40 to 50 Tesla. Are you speaking of amplitude modulation or direct frequency modulation?
Both.
I see.
Everything must be focused and controlled, or you are just bleeding energy you need concentrated.
Agreed.
For example, out of the 100 it produces, it would not work if 15% is wasting on one frequency, 10% on another, 20 on yet another, and so on. Basically, they are creating an elegant short circuit,
comments Dale.
Yes, yes, they are, and many a coil has been burned up. As you say, a very elegant short circuit. I believe we can make a sort of a crystalline gold wire as we do make crystalline copper and silver, but I do not know if it is homogeneous enough or that the crystals are uniform enough.
You need to concentrate all the noise it produces. Am I making any sense to you?
Yes, perfect sense. Thank you. I just do not readily see how this can be accomplished here now, but there is always hope.
They may want to experiment with another non-rodent coil configuration, dual Merkaba, also with wire. No idea if that will work. I must do more research. Here it is the basic shape for an energetic zero-point engine or reactor, but it does not use cable. Two coils, one Merkaba on each.
Comments Dale.
By the way, I always have been attracted to very high energy counter-rotating magnetic fields since I was very young. I see this as a way to nullify gravity as well.
Dale, those are so good. They are the same principle used in starship engines. That is what powers starships. I have available to me all these toys to play with, but I cannot share as they don't work without the proper materials you simply either do not have or are too expensive for them to have.
I see. Counter-rotating magnetic fields, so it is a memory.
Counter-rotating electromagnetic pulse drive turbine engines.
I can see it in my mind. I could build it if I had the materials and the funds.
The nominal thrust is humongous. Again, materials as well. If you use anything you have on Earth now, you will simply melt the turbine. You don't have such alloys.
Why are the funds necessary to get hold of those materials? They cost so much to obtain?
Comments Dale.
I have a nice lab, gee, but not even close for this kind of research.
What can they do to obtain those alloys? What's the process of obtaining those materials?
Responds Dale.
Don't exist here yet.
Yes, gee, they do not have them on Earth. They do not exist there. These engines get very hot. Heat-seeking missiles love them. Once introduced, they will no longer be interested in jet engines, comments Dale.
Even our refractory metals, such as tungsten, would fail very quickly. Some of these metals would probably best be made in a non-gravity environment.
Yes, they must be smelted in zero-G.
Okay, so what's the step towards making them exist here?
Little by little. Imagine people in 1912 saying that they want to make a computer that can run Windows 10. How can we even start to tell them how? I understand their need and their impatience and hurt. But I do also think sometimes that this contact may be counterproductive, as it only feeds frustration.
As long as some cues and clues and suggestions are given, it's not. I do believe that something can be given to the 1912 civilization so they advance, and you have been at it.
Comments Dale.
Yes, it is possible, and the seeds are and have been sown. But for now, it will take time and patient research.
I do understand the gap is big, but as long as they feel they are working toward advancement, that's the goal. Thank you very much for your explanations to this topic.
Comments Dale.
First, they need to understand what zero-point energy is and what gravity is and how to manipulate both. Can't do that without understanding base 12 math, and very hard from 3D perspective. If we were 5D here, then much easier. Thanks for all your input. Very valuable.
Thank you to you both. Talk to you soon.